This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra. In each of these programs, we'll be cajoling you to notice details in music that may have escaped your attention, but we think are definitely worth investigating. At the Discovery Orchestra, we believe that the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. So let's start this week's episode, a little Bach music, with a short selection by Bach. When it concludes, I have a question for you.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to ask you the name of this music. Many of you, of course, know that it was the third movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, played here by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Neville Marriner, with violin soloist Henrik Schering and recorder soloist Michala Petri and Elisabeth Selin. However, my question, is there a main melody in what we just listened to? If you were here in the studio with me, I'd ask you to sing it for me, but may we all agree that it sounds like this. Now, if I were to ask you to count the number of times you detect that melodic theme in a small portion of this music, would you do that? No, I'm not going to play the entire movement again. This will be just a tiny portion. I'm really hoping you found no occurrences of this melody. I played the wrong music on purpose just to see if you were really paying attention, that is, listening. At the Discovery Orchestra, we ask our audiences to think about the difference between hearing and listening. Hearing, of course, is a physiological phenomenon. Sound waves pass through our receptors, our ears, and from there they make their way to our brains. But it is at this critical, instantaneous juncture that we have a choice to merely hear those sounds as a background to whatever else we may be thinking or doing, or to give those sounds our complete attention, to be completely present with those sounds, that is, to listen. Our technology has actually trained us to ignore music. Due to the omnipresence of electronically reproduced music everywhere we go, the doctor's office, the shopping center, in restaurants, the effect on us has been to turn music into sonic wallpaper that accompanies all activity. The bottom line is, we have to decide to listen. So put down those cell phones, potato chips, or whatever might be a distraction. This time, I won't tease you. Count the number of occurrences of this musical theme. Here's the orchestra. How many did you find? If you found exactly 5, you get the Perceptive Listener Prize. If it was challenging to notice all 5, it's because the musical idea, which in this case we call the fugue subject, occurs in different ranges, middle, low, high, and because of the musical element of texture. There are 3 basic musical textures. Melody alone. Melody with chords. Or and finally, our 3rd texture, separate independent melodies played simultaneously. Allow me to take those 2 melodies apart. First, the fugue subject. And here's the first counter subject. And again, playing those two different melodies simultaneously. Which texture do we think Bach employed for most of this movement? Yes, it's the separate, independent melodies played at the same time texture, which might be more easily remembered by its technical musical term, contrapuntal texture. In fact, a fugue is a movement or chapter of music written in contrapuntal texture in which the main melody or fugue subject is treated in an imitative fashion, kind of like a round. But instead of the main melody always starting on the same pitch as we do in a round, the fugue subject begins on different pitches when it enters. And so forth. Let's listen to the orchestra again. The violas will play the fugue subject initially. They will in turn be imitated by the second violins, who then pass it to the first violins, who are then imitated by the cellos, contrabass, and harpsichord. And finally, that fifth iteration of the fugue subject is played by the two recorders, also playing together. I'd now like to explore some moments of tension and release. Tension and release? Tension? Why would a composer want to make a listener tense? Because it will feel so good when the composer releases that tension. The Brandenburgs are concertos, which, as you know, means there will be one or more soloists playing in conversation with the rest of the ensemble. In every concerto, there are moments when the composer writes noticeably challenging music for the soloist. Our mission, as listeners, is to become aware of those moments as they begin to unfold and vicariously feel the tension that is created. So, in this third movement, at a certain moment, the violin part begins to ratchet up. How is this accomplished? Bach has the violinist play 8 sounds per measure. Da 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's sort of like, I was walking along, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, and the all of a sudden is that Bach begins to insert sounds going twice that speed. Digga, 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 digga. I'll play on the piano the part where there are just 8 sounds per measure. See if you notice when the faster sounds begin to enter. And once Bach reaches the moment of all faster notes, he is relentless. The violin soloist must now play 16 sounds per measure for a while. And if we're attending the concert, and not reading the contributors list in the program or texting friends in Ohio, but actually listening to the music, we can sense this tension building. It's like being present at some high wire act. The aerial artist balances themselves, then walks on this insanely thin wire, no net under them. And we're watching, feeling incredibly tense. Are they going to make it? This tense moment at the concert is perceived by us as we notice the solo part becoming more difficult. Then, finally, Bach releases the tension by letting the soloist return to playing 8 sounds per measure. Thank you. Now listen to this entire musical high wire act, this tension release event, with the orchestra and the soloist. The soloist and the listening audience can finally all exhale now. Phew! I'd like to next draw your attention to a different kind of tension release mechanism that composers like to use. If you would, picture the console of a pipe organ. There are keyboards for the hands, often two or more of them, called manuals. But there is also a complete keyboard for the feet, the pedal keyboard. Composers like Bach, who were also church organists, realized that they could create a special kind of musical tension by sustaining one single pitch on the pedal keyboard while they played material with their hands that often clashed harmonically with what we call the pedal point, eventually reaching a chord that was no longer dissonant. Here's a sample on the piano. Pedal points became so popular as a musical device that they made their way out of organ music and into concertos and solo keyboard works, even solo violin and solo cello compositions, and eventually to string quartets and symphonies, right up to the present day. There is often a pedal point near the end of a fugue. It's almost as if the composer is signaling us, "The end is near." In this fugue by Bach, the cellos and contrabass sustain a low G natural. Over that, the orchestra plays other material until finally reaching a G major chord that fits with the pedal point. I'll start the music a little before the pedal point kicks in. See if you can notice when the cellos and contrabass begin to sustain that low G natural. It's almost like a giant musical magnet drawing the other sounds in the orchestra to it. Also, see if you can feel the release of this tension when the cellos and bass suddenly start playing other pitches, 8 notes per measure. What follows is perhaps the most exciting moment in this movement. Bach creates what some of us like to call an effective surprise. I'll play the music from the pedal point through the effective surprise. Perhaps you will notice some of the unexpected aspects of this passage. What did you notice? First and foremost, I hope you detected that Bach changed the texture from contrapuntal to the all chords, hymn-like texture. For the entire composition up to this point, the texture has been the separate independent melodies texture. Now, suddenly everyone in the orchestra plays the rhythm of the fugue subject. Da, da, da-da-da, da-da. At the same time. This happens 3 times in a row. Have a listen. For 7 amazing seconds, everyone is playing da 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 da. But wait, there's more. For the first time since this movement began, there are rests. That is, tiny, little, deli-thin slices of silence. These 3 silences, one after each occurrence of the 2 big chords, da, da. Listen again. If you're not driving, raise your hands in these silences, but you'll have to be quick. Here's the music again. One last thing. The chords themselves. The harmonies that Bach employs at this point are also surprising, almost shocking. Taken all together within the context of everything that came before in the movement, these 3 surprises are cosmic. Here's the music from the pedal point forward. Feel the power of these 3 changes. Listen now again to this 5-minute movement. Notice the fugue subject. Be aware of the contrapuntal texture. Feel the pressure on the violin soloist as Bach ratchets up and then releases the tension. Experience the magnetic pull of the pedal point. And finally, be swept away as Bach sums everything up as he changes the texture. Hopefully, this 2nd playthrough will sound very different than the 1st time through. This has been Inside Music. I'm George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, and your host. The producer was David Ozenberg. Today's content was also the subject of Bach to the Future, a production for American Public Television, and may be viewed on Amazon.com, free to Amazon Prime members. DVDs may be purchased at discoveryorchestra.org. Any Inside Music episode can be heard as a webcast at our website, WWFM.org, by clicking Classical and then Webcasts. Thanks so much for being with us. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is George Mariner Moll reminding you to listen better.